Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezat Hashem, Shir and Betochen, Shir number 30 in Perek 4, fourth Perek of the Chayvus Al Vaveis. In the last Shir, we were talking about situations and how to practice Betochen when you are in a state of solitude and alone, or being solitude in the crowd, or someone who does not have family, and things like that. And in this Shir, we're going to talk about how to handle in the right way betochen regarding to someone who has a lot of family and a lot of friends. If a person who trusts Hashem does have a wife or husband, has a relative, has friends, has enemies, so how does the betochen work in that mode? He should trust Hashem to rescue him from being overburdened by them. But he should do his best to fulfill his obligations to them, to do what's asked of them, which means like this: if someone has a wife and family and children and all and community, you don't go away from that. You don't detach. You go to work. You're not a loafer. You don't look for excuses to avoid work. And yes, you should look for a full-time job in order to support your family and children. You should not just say, my wife will work for me, and I'll just get charity and programs. It's part of the ksuba too. You have an obligation to Hashem and to his people. This is what Hashem wants me to do. His wife says, I need a coat, I need furniture. He should do his ishtadlis to get it for her. You can't use betochen as an excuse to say, oh, if it's min hashamayim, she'll get it, if not, not. You have to do that aspect. You have to do that ishtadlis. And he should be sincere with them, which means not resent them, not be angry at them that they're there. Realize that the achrayus that you have of supporting your wife and your family is what Hashem wants. The yeref yadei mahazakosam, he should avoid causing any harm to his family, both physically and emotionally. Be friendly and loving towards them. The Yisaviv al Masha Toiv Lahem, he should act to bring whatever is in their interest. In other words, when it comes shidduch age, to do your best to find best shidduchim for your children. The Enemon Becholin Yoneim, it should be loyal and trustworthy in all your concerns regarding them. So whether helping them with their needs physically, or their health, or their yeshiva studies, doing homework with them, you know, they need help with that. All those things, as a faithful mother or father, husband or wife, conscientious about the responsibilities, not being negligent. So that's the idea. Don't, betochen is not an excuse to not doing what you need to do. You have betochen with Hashem. Hashem is the one that's giving you everything. He's giving you the ability to do everything. He's the one that's running your business. He's the one that's giving you the job. He's the one that gives you koyach to do the job. But you have to do that ishtadlis, and it's a mitzvah to do that. The yoyrim oifanei toyaloisam ben yonei hatoyra va'oylam, and you should teach them the ways of being effective in learning Torah and worldly matters, lavoydes aboyre, to serve Hashem. So not just learning Torah, you serve Hashem by learning Torah or by tefillah, but all worldly matters you pursue in a way that serves Hashem. So it's true. Ultimately, it's only Hashem who makes things turn out the way they do. It's only Hashem that has you have hatzlacha with your parnasa and everything else. But the person needs to act as if he's an agent to do that, both on the parnasa and to teach them Torah and proper behavior in all your areas of serving Hashem. The chinuchka obligation is on you. And love your fellow man like yourself. And as far as you're concerned, Hashem wants you to use your power of bechira to do what's good, to do what's right for your own benefit. You have to use the abilities that are given to you by Hashem. And you have to take with those that are under your responsibility, your wife, your children, and a wife for her husband, the same, that it's your free will to choose. Hashem decrees ultimately what will happen, but you have to do your part. You have to be loyal, right? Even though you have sometimes, you know, feelings that are negative, you have to try your best to overcome them. So this is the idea. The idea is, with the relationship with Hashem, which we're going to talk about now, that there are significant aspects to a person's relationship with Hashem. One of them is to make meaningful use of any available time that you have to that relationship. When you're busy, and you're busy doing things, and sometimes there's a chiyuv to do those things, whether it's taking care of your own bodily needs, work, whatever it is, always think along the lines of connecting it to your service of Hashem. You're doing it with a full trust in Hashem. He will reward you for your services. Now, even though in Pirkei Avos says you should not serve Hashem for the sake of receiving reward, but you have to have full betachin in Hashem that He does give reward. That's one of the animamins, according to the Rambam, that He gives schar to those who do the mitzvahs. And this is another misconception people have. You're not supposed to single focusly look for reward, and you should do mitzvahs to give nachas ruach for Hashem and not necessarily for reward. But the idea and the confidence that Hashem will reward you as a betachin is a healthy thing. So it's avodas Hashem, as an example, to work for your livelihood. It's an avodas Hashem to go to sleep on time. It's avodas Hashem to eat your meals and eat healthy meals. It's an avodas Hashem to care for your children. It's avodas Hashem to care for the safety of your family. Put in smoke detectors is a mitzvah. Put in carbon monoxide detectors is a mitzvah. Putting in guardrails in the windows so your kids don't fall out from a second floor window is a mitzvah. To marry off your children, whatever shtadlis that you do, is a mitzvah. And to be concerned about the future, not really worry, but just plan in a certain normal, reasonable way, is also a mitzvah. Putting savings in a bank account, again, you give the right amount of tzedakah, you speak to a rav, whatever it is, we're not getting into that now, but all the Gedolei Yisrael, kamat all, and I'm not in the topic now, but I could get sources for you, that this concept of, oh, I'm saving money and putting it away, and save it, or for retirement, or those type of things, that falls, according to almost all Gedolei Yisrael, into the normal forms of hishtadlus. Not that it should hold you back from giving tzedakah, and not that you rely on it, and you realize in a blink of an eye, it's a pekadon. If Hashem wants it removed, it'll be removed. And you have betochen, you know, it's His money, not my money. But the hishtadlus, the normal hishtadlus of saving money, or putting it in safe investments, or saving up for retirement, these are all normal, healthy, alpitaira hishtadlus for most of us regular people. And that falls in the normal realm of hishtadlus, that's a mitzvah. But the key really is that your motivation and your betachin is reliant on Hashem, that He's the one that gives you everything, and He's the one, it's His money, and He's being mafkided to you. And then the idea of family, he goes into having it with a pure motivation. Lo yiyachal agmul mehem. He should not do kind things to your for your family just to be repaid. No matter how, you know, no matter what. Lo lekadem etzlam. You know, don't be motivated by the thought of getting a favor from him. Not because you love to be honored or praised by them. You should not do this, meaning deal with your children because you want control over them. No. A lot of parents do this. They think they're being mechanech or being madrich, but it's really an over-control issue. No. Yes, you have to be invested in your children and in your wife and your wife and the husband, but because you're mekayim a mitzvah to do what's right. V'lishmar brisa, to keep the covenant, meaning it's a man's covenant with Hashem that wants you to enforce your covenant between a husband and a wife, that wants you to keep that bris between a father and the children. Ufkudav aleihem. And he should be motivated by Hashem's commandments regarding them, to take care of your wife, to honor your husband, to take care of your children. If someone has in mind when doing what they ask of him, any one of these motivations, Lo yasek ritzayni mehem b'olamazeh. He may be disappointed. He doesn't get what he desires from them in this world. V'yigal arik and he will labor in vain. V'yafsid schari b'olam haba. But v'munoyik b'zeh l'avodas elokim b'levad. But if you're doing these things, meaning you care for your wife or husband and you care for your children, for Hashem, yazreim ha'elokim ligmal oisay b'olamazeh. Hashem will help his dependents to repay him in this world. So in other words, Hashem will give them parnasa to help you out. For example, what Hashem does a lot of times is if you do what you need to do as a father, then Hashem will reward you that when you get older, your children will have that yecheilis with parnasa, whatever they need to return the favor and care for you as you get older. The yasim b'fiyim shivchai, and Hashem will put that man's praise in their mouths, the yigdal in yoni ben yaneim, and it will keep the stature, which means that if you want to help your children and help your family, not to be praised by them, but because you're serving Hashem, then Hashem will cause it to turn out that the children will help him. Your children will praise you. Your wife will praise you. Your husband will praise you. So, because the ikur motivation you're doing it is because you're doing it because of Hashem's ratzain. This is what Hashem's will is. So you'll get reward in this world. V'yagia elagmul hagadoyel ba'olam haba. You'll also be rewarded in olam haba. Kama she'amar hamelech l'shloimei, Hashem l'shloimei, Hashem told Shloimei, gam asher lo yishalta nesatei chol gam asher chavet. Even things that you did not ask for, I will give you. Shloimei asked for chachma, but he got riches and honors as well. So that is the idea that's very, very important here. That you take care of your children, you take care of your wife, and a wife in her own way taking care of her husband. You care for them personally because they have a purely holy neshamas, and you care for them, but the deep motivation is you're doing Hashem's ratzain, not for reciprocation. People do this with their children a lot. They invest in their children because they want to see nachas and peres. Now, it's okay to, you know, it's not wrong to have some of that in you. But the real motivation is whether they're difficult or not, or whether I get that nachas ruach or not. Hashem wants me and empowers me to care for my wife, to care for my husband, to care for my children. I'm doing it because Hashem wants me to do it. And in the right way, then you will get rewarded. So again, here he's going through the theme of a betachin, a bal betachin, that has family, that has friends, that your betachin is strong and you rely on Hashem alone, even as you're interacting with your family and your friends, and you don't neglect the obligations you have towards them, and you can't use betachin as a crutch not to do what you need to do for them. And these are very, very important concepts, that you do things to serve Hashem. Every time you treat your wife well, your husband well, you do it for them, of course, because that's part of it, by the way. When Hashem tells a person, v'haftu riacha kamoicha, love your neighbor as yourself, you're doing it because of Hashem telling you this. And that's the main thing. Rav Moshe Feinstein talks about this all the time. You're doing everything, even if you understand it in your brain, you're doing it because it's a tzivoy of Hashem. But it's not like you're a robot. He wants you to invest feeling. He wants you to care for your wife for real. Real emotions, and help your wife and care for her and a wife for her husband and the children. So Hashem is not saying, just serve me and block out all the emotions you have for your family and your friends and just serve me and only give them what they want because I'm telling you. That's not what he means. What it means is that Hashem is telling you to love them, to care for them, and to provide for them. So the deepest motivation, like Rav Moshe Feinstein says in many of his svarim, is Hashem Melech Malchi Amlochim, I'm Avod Hashem, I'm serving you by loving my wife or husband, by caring for my children, and doing what I need to do. But you're not a cold robot. With them, you treat them with affection, with love, caring for every aspect of their lives. That's what Hashem wants from you. So it's like an interesting paradox here, where you have to do the required hishtadlis. You can't use betachin as a crutch not to do that. But at the same time, you are doing these things for your wife, for your husband, for your children, that your utter, complete reliance is on Hashem. Bracha v'atzlacha.